Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 edition. For all of you listening to my voice on the radio, on the websites, on the apps, tomorrow morning at roughly 6:35 a.m., text me a Y for yes. Yes, I was contacted during the poll that was conducted by Mitchell Research and Communications, May 1st through May 7th. This poll allegedly took place from Friday, May 1st through Thursday, May 7th, contacting 400 most likely Republican primary voters. If you were called, if you were contacted by Mitchell Research and you were polled regarding the Republican upcoming primary election going to be held August 4th to pick the governor candidate, text me why. Yeah, Randy, I was contacted. Because I have never been polled by Mitchell Research ever. And Steve Mitchell, I know Steve. I've talked to him at state conventions. Republican. He's had my card with my phone number on it, my email address. We've talked at state conventions numerous times. But yet he's never once, ever polled me. He's never polled my wife, Vicky. I asked her last night when I was prepping for the show. I saw this story. I said, Vicky, have you ever gotten polled by Mitchell Research? Steve Mitchell? Nope. I don't even know who he is. Well, the poll was conducted May 1st through May 7th. Did you get a call? Did you get an email? Did anybody talk to you? Nope. Not her. So with all the listeners I have, you don't have to text me an N for no, just Y for yes. Well, according to this poll, U.S. Congressman Republican John James continues to lead the Republican gubernatorial primary field. But quality control tycoon Perry Johnson has narrowed the gap after dropping $14 million of his own money into paid media advertising this spring, according to a new Mitchell Research communication poll conducted for MERS Information and Research Service, MERS News Service. They contracted and paid Steve Mitchell to do it. The May 1st through the 7th survey of 400 most likely Republican primary voters found John James leading with 32% of the vote. Followed in second place was Perry Johnson at 23 points. So according to Mitchell, Perry Johnson's got 9% less support right now than John James does. Next, coming in third place, former Attorney General Mike Cox is at 19%. And the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt is at 7%. Pastor Ralph Rebant wasn't even in the poll. 17% of the voters are undecided. Well, according to Steve Mitchell, the polls suggest that Johnson's multi-million dollar advertising campaign has helped him gain ground, although not enough to overtake John James. Mitchell said earlier polling showed James with roughly a 30-point lead before Perry Johnson began his media blitz. Although the race has tightened, John James continues to lead despite the enormous media buy by Perry Johnson, who has used it to move into second place. Well, neither the James campaign nor the Johnson campaign were happy with the numbers. John James released internal polls from April last month that showed him up 41 to 18% on Perry Johnson. His internal polls showed Cox was at 7 and Nesbitt was at 5. The Glenn Gariff group had James up 17 points around the same time period. Last November, the last time Mitchell did a poll, James was at 48%, Cox was at 11, Nesbitt was at 2. But Johnson wasn't included in the poll because he didn't announce his run until January of this year. These poll numbers were from November. Well, Hannah Osentowski, John James' campaign spokesperson, said these numbers do not reflect our internal polls or any other public poll. What every poll does agree on, that even after Perry Johnson has spent over $60 million, including spending $30 million against President Trump back in 2024, voters still are not buying the lies. Michiganders know that the combat veteran who flew Apache helicopters over Baghdad will lower their taxes, bring jobs back, protect their kids, and lead Michigan to greatness again. When is John James going to let the helicopter thing go? I know you served our country. I know you went to West Point. I know you flew Apache helicopters over Baghdad. What does that have to do with fixing Michigan now? Well, Perry Johnson's general consultant, John Yab, said that while Mitchell is historically a good pollster, this was not a survey that should have been released. Why? Because the survey included the name of Anthony Hudson, even though he's now dropped out of the GOP primary and is running as a libertarian. This continues to be a very close race and will be until the post Memorial Day advertising onslaught, assuming if John James even makes it on the ballot. One candidate who was quite pleased with the results was Mike Cox. He, while polling at 19%, says it's getting himself into the conversation as being a serious candidate. Our campaign, Mike Cox said, is surging because Republicans want a proven winner who can actually get results. Of course, referring to the fact that he won 2 statewide races for attorney general back in the day. With 94% of Republican primary voters recognizing his name, compared to 88% for Perry Johnson and 87% for Cox, James also posted a 69% favorable rating and only 16% unfavorable, outperforming both Perry Johnson and Mike Cox, who each recorded favorability ratings in the high 50s. John James held advantages across most demographic groups. Voters aged 45 to 64, James led Johnson 34 to 21, with Cox coming in at 17. Among voters 65 and older, James led with 29%, while Cox came in second ahead of Perry Johnson at 24%. However, Perry Johnson performed best among younger Republicans. Voters 18 to 44, Perry Johnson and John James were tied at 38. Nesbitt came in higher at 14%, and Cox dropped all the way down to 3%. Now, regionally, looking at Southeast Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, James' advantage over Perry Johnson, 37 to 27. Cox came in third at 17. However, once you get outside the Tri-County area, outstate northern Michigan, James dropped all the way down to 29%. Perry Johnson, 21%. Mike Cox at 20%. The poll highlighted strong support for President Donald Trump among the Republican most likely voters. Trump's overall job approval stood at 88% and 87% approving of his handling of the Iran war. The Republican pollster asked people, the 400 Republican voters, about Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Disapproved of her performance, 78% of the Republicans don't like the job Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been doing. The survey found Republican voters split on whether the household finances have improved since Trump has returned to office. 36% said costs had dropped significantly. 39% said costs had increased. Mitchell said the race could tighten further if Johnson and Cox continue their spending. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to into the show. I have not gotten one, not one, yes. So basically, none of you guys were polled from May 1st to May 7th asking who you support for governor. Where do they get these lists from? And frankly, I agree with John Yab. Survey included Anthony Hudson, who's dropped out of the Republican primary because he couldn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot, and has left the Republican primary and is running as a Libertarian. Why did he even get his name asked on this survey? That's number one. And where is Pastor Ralph Rebant? Was he on the poll? Because you don't even mention if he got any votes. And I know a lot of people that are voting for Ralph. Well, according to Mitchell, his summation sentence reads like this. Quote, John James is in the driver's seat for now, but this race could tighten with more money spent by Perry Johnson and Mike Cox. End quote. Well, I can tell you right now, there's going to be a whole lot more spending going on by Perry Johnson. I'm not sure about Mike Cox, but there's going to be a ton more coming. We've already received the email from his consultant of the new radio spot, and you may be hearing it already on the radio station. Now, one thing that I would like to ask you guys: text me JJ for John James. Text me JJ if you're going to vote for John James in the August 4th Republican primary. Text me PJ for Perry Johnson. MC for Mike Cox. Or AN for Eric Nesbitt. And lastly, I'll include him in my poll. Text me RR for Ralph Rebant. I'm going to do an unscientific poll for the rest of today's show. Every hour, I'll mention this. I'll give out the initials. text me at 231-360-5140. Right in the order, according to Steve Mitchell's poll, text me JJ for John James, PJ for Perry Johnson, MC for Mike Cox, AN for Eric Nesbitt, RR for Ralph Rebatt. This is who you plan to vote for in the August 4th, 2026 Republican Party primary election to be our next governor in the state of Michigan. 231-360-5140. Your candidate's initials. At the end of the show, we'll look at them, we'll tally them up, and I'll let you guys know the final results. I personally know a lot of Republicans. Not one of them have told me that they're going to vote for John James. Not one. Nobody I talked to. And a lot of these Republicans don't even listen to my show. Traverse City Republicans, Elk Rapids Republicans, people that don't even get the radio station. And they probably work 9 to noon Monday through Friday, so they can't listen to the show live. They might pick it up on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, on the replay. They might even listen on the TuneIn app. Or like Officer Rick downstate, loyal listener, good friend, listens on Simple Radio app. I think I got him hooked on the music at 12 noon. So the bottom line for all this, we're going to do our own poll. We're going to do our own poll, and let's see how many people out there are supporting John James. Or Mike Cox, Eric Nesbitt, Ralph Rebatt, or Perry Johnson. Because here's the thing, I think that these polls, for me anyway, first of all, the sampling size is way too small. 400 people? Seriously. And on top of it, who are these 400 people? Where are they from? What list is Steve Mitchell using? You know what? I have Steve on my phone. I'm going to call him at the break. I'm going to see if I can get him on the show. I just covered your poll for MERS News Service. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. What is the methodology? Where's the list? Where are the people from? So again, text me your vote for your candidate for governor in the August 4th Republican primary. We have some other stories from Lansing. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.